It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Monday, February 26, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's Liberation Day in Kuwait. This day in 1991, Kuwaitis got their country back. It was on Operation Desert Storm's Day 41, but it was almost 7 months after Iraqi forces invaded the small Gulf country. Today is also the 14th anniversary of the World Trade Center bombing. This date, 1993, to the day 2 years after Kuwait was liberated. That music is from the Fourth Symphony by Franz Schubert, the one nicknamed the Tragic. It was first performed publicly on this date in 1869, more than 40 years after Schubert's death, and he wrote it while still a teenager. Much of his sheet music wasn't even published until after his death, including the song collection Schwanengesang, or Swan Song, sounds sweeter in English.
With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
Actor and voiceover artist Mason Adams. He was born on this date in 1919, and that very same year, Grand Canyon National Monument became a national park. 10 years later, today, 1929, Grand Teton National Park came into being. That was one of the last presidential acts of Calvin Coolidge, who, as previous episodes have mentioned, was the first president to make active use of radio. Dragnet, the radio series, came to an end on this date in 1957, but by that time, the first television version of the show had been airing for more than 5 years. The radio series was just like the TV show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
One of these days. One of these days. Pow! Right in the kisser!
Jackie Gleason, born today in 1916 in Brooklyn. Other birthdays today, William Frederick Cody, Buffalo Bill, 1846 in Iowa, and Tony Randall, 1920 in Oklahoma.
A tribute to the music of the Beatles, presenting The Beatles Forever.
Beatles Again is the name of the Beatles album released today in 1970. It's better known as the Hey Jude album. The man who would later own the rights to much of the Beatles catalog, Michael Jackson, would be able to afford such a thing only after the success of his own album, Thriller. And as it happened, that album reached number one on this date in 1983. It would stay number one for 37 weeks. From one MJ to another.
Out to the left, they're looking for Jordan, but they've got him surrounded. Michael in for the left, scoops the shot. Oh, yeah! Oh! A new Bulls record. Michael Jordan, 57 points. Oh, listen to the crowd, Jimmy.
That happened today in 1987. Michael Jordan would add one more free throw and finish the game with 58 points in that game against the New Jersey Nets. Finally, for this 26th day of February...
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3 and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Johnny Cash was born on this date in 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas. He was never known as Sue, but he was first known as J.R. The story goes that his parents could agree only on those initials when naming him, and he was J.R. Cash until he arrived at Air Force Basic Training, where initials alone just wouldn't do. He became John R. Cash, apparently on the fly, which makes that R stand for R. Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training, and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.